Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Bruce Morgan from Norm Book Writing. May I speak to Jack?
Yes, you are speaking to him.
Hi, Jack. How are you doing?
Not so bad, thanks. What's the story on our situation?
That's why I called you today. So, Jack, there's been a complicated misunderstanding with the contract, and I owe you an explanation on this, and I should clarify this issue with you. So the thing is, the Carl guy who sent you the contract and got you on board, he has joined
Yes.
recently, right? So he has been given an assignment to read contracts by other companies in the same industry of book writing and marketing services. So we do this to improve our policies for what can be changed and how we can be better in serving our clients and stuff like that. Okay, so we try to
Yeah.
be creative with our policies, and this is something we do to stay ahead in this competitive market and to provide our services to new clients accordingly. That's also a reason for our flexible work ethic, and we provide unlimited revisions and client satisfaction till the end. Yeah, so Carl is new in our firm, and he isn't used to notice the details in the contract and familiar with our company's contracts and everything. So he did write your details in the contract in the end, but he did not notice that it's a contract from another company within our industry, which is Penguin Book. And he sent it to you without the approval and consideration of his management.
Yeah, see, I thought the whole time I was dealing with the other company, and it's the other company that I sent the book to.
No. See, the invoice we sent you, it is from Norm Book Writing, which is our company, from our finance
Yes.
department. And and I want to clarify that Penguin Book Company and the person mentioned in the contract, named as Don something, I don't remember. So they are not associated with our company in any way.
Yeah, I get that now, but of course the problem is that I had sent the book to the Penguin people, expecting that they were the ones who were going to do the work. So now I got the goddamn book out where it shouldn't be, and you guys still want a copy.
No, we don't want to copy the work. We just try to be ahead of our competitors and within the industry, so we can serve our clients in a better way and stay ahead. But we don't compromise on the quality of our work.
Well, you've already cashed my check.
We don't have any problem with the money. We believe in providing the services and the quality work. So, see, if you're gonna do your work right, you're gonna refer another client, another friend, or another colleague, right?
Yeah,
So
what I'm
that's.
curious about is how you're going to do your job when you don't have a copy of the book.
What? Come again? I didn't catch you.
You're going to give my book to a bunch of supposedly people who have a following, right?
That's how it works.
How are you going to do that when you don't have a copy of my book?
But see, the process hasn't started yet. Okay, so you will be assigned a project manager who will be dealing with you through the whole process, right? And he will get your book and all the details about your book.
Well, he's going to have to get it from Amazon then, because I'm sick and tired of sending the goddamn thing chapter after chapter. I do not have any
I'm not
copy of
talking
my
about
book.
that. Do you have the online manuscript, right?
Sorry?
In a Word file or in a PDF version?
No, I have it chapter by chapter, and I have to send it by email to you. I don't have it as an e-book at all. And that's another thing I wanted to do, is find out about e-marketing.
I understand that. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna connect you with my account manager, right? And you can discuss all the problems you have about your book, like it is in chapters and not a complete version, right?
Yeah.
So he will guide you through the whole process, how it is gonna work out, and then we can go ahead with the marketing. When it is on the stage of marketing, right?
Yeah, I suppose. I'm not sure why. This has been such a goddamn mess. I'm not sure I want to go forward with anything, actually.
I'm okay. So how has your previous experience go?
With what company?
No, I'm
I haven't
not.
had any experience with you
Just
guys at all.
you're saying that you have done this work before with another company about your book, but it was a mess. So
Yeah,
like,
I've sent
talking about
ads
that
in by
experience.
what the hell's the company? I can't remember the name of the company at the moment.
Okay.
Just a moment, I'll look it up. Got to go through my contact list here. Way down the bottom somewhere. pardon me. Find it.
It's all right. It's all right. I'm just asking about your experience. Like, how did it go? How was the experience? Was it good? Was it bad?
It was bad. Essentially, nothing happened.
Okay.
Like I get to all these people who want money from me for advertising. They want it this way. They want it that way. They want it another way. And I spend the money and I send the money out, and nothing happens. No book sales occur. Nothing.
Okay,
So,
so what are your goals with your book currently? And I know you're trying
sorry?
to market. I know you're trying to market it, but I'm asking, what are
Yeah.
your goals about the book?
What, sorry, what, you're asking what?
I'm asking about the vision and your goals with your book.
To sell it.
What exactly do you wanna, like, do you wanna make money out of it, or do you wanna be famous?
Yes, precisely. I've
Okay.
got a second book already written, which I'm not going to publish until something happens with the first book. And it's to be a trilogy, three books in a row. Second book's already done. But I'm not going to do anything with it until something happens with the first book. It's been on the market since September 22nd, and pardon me, October 22nd, and nothing's occurred. It was bestbookwriters.com that supposedly were going to do some things for me for $400. Nothing happened. They were supposed to do some stuff. I don't know what the hell they were supposed to
Let's say we are able to do something good with your book. How would that make you feel?
It'd make me feel great if something happened with it. But
Well,
I
there's a
don't.
possibility it can.
I worry about the influencers. Who are they influencing? And although they are called influencers, do they actually read the book? Or do they just read a quick précis and then tout it out because they're getting paid to do it?
So I understand you're trying to say that those people, like, they mentioned that this is promotional, right? Yeah, they mentioned in the post that this is promotional and we're getting paid to do it. So you want a more organic reach to your book, right?
Well, I want somebody to sell some books for me, however they figure out they can do it.
I got it. I got it. I think we can take care of that, and I will send you a mail with a new contract from our company. Okay, and you can read it out. And if you have any queries or questions, you can feel free to reach out to me. Okay, and once you don't have to, like, download it and sign it, or if you have a digital signature, you can sign it with that. And if you don't have that, you can just reply back that the contract looks good and we're good to go.
All right.
Okay, and then I will connect you to the project manager. He's going to be looking after everything, and I'm going to do one more thing for you. I will be personally be overlooking your project to make sure that our team meet your expectations, right? So I'm going to ask my team to
Okey-doke.
read the contract.
Be nice if you did.
Okay, I'm glad you're feeling good about it.
Okey-doke, I'll look forward to receiving it.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a nice day. Take care.
Thank you for your time. Bye for now.
Okay.